What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Why a Woman's Right Activist All of a Sudden Support Johnny Depp. Now, I was watching a video from Better Bachelor, and he said there's a woman's right advocate. They're a non-government organization, and they support Johnny Depp and all men. And Better Bachelor, he's very happy with it. He's like, oh, this is a big W for us men, that women out there are actually taking our side over Amber Heard. Now, as you guys know, I'm 8% Ashkenazi. I'm like primarily Israelite, the original Jews. So, you know what that means, right? I'm not a dirty Jew, but I can think like one. Alright, here's what you guys need to understand. Amber Heard suffers from borderline personality disorder, BPD. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, LA is the capital of BPD women. I drove cab in LA, as you guys know. I probably know more about psychology than most psychologists out there. I'm not kidding when I say that. I've seen like 30,000 plus people. Most of them are women, and that was back before Uber was a thing. So, I know borderline personality disordered woman firsthand. All you guys need to know about BPD is that it's female nature out in the open, raw and uncut. Pretty much, it's female nature on steroids. That is what borderline personality disorder is. Now, in the case of Amber Heard, she pushed the envelope too far. You see, all women are like Amber Heard. Amber Heard just put their business out on the open in the courtroom in front of the world to see. So women, of course, they're gonna say, hey, wait a minute, these guys might know the truth about us, so why don't we give them some female validation and say, oh, Amber Heard was wrong, men are awesome. That's exactly what's going on, guys. These women don't give a flying fuck about you. They still support Amber Heard. It's just that they want to make sure that you don't leave the plantation by getting wise to what women are doing. That's it. That's all there is to it, guys. Okay? So when a woman comes out and she says, oh, Amber Heard was wrong, Johnny Depp is awesome, it's not like that. She doesn't give a fuck about Johnny Depp, and she supports Amber Heard. She just wants to make sure that you stay on the plantation and that you actually get, you know, like the old MGTOW saying, every MGTOW is one blowjob away from going on the plantation. So if a woman comes out, if a woman's group comes out and they tell you men are awesome, you guys out there are gonna say, hey, women are waking up. Guys, women are women no matter what. Whether it's Eve or the last female God ever creates, they're all the same. A woman may change her tactics just so she can get access to a man's resource. That's it. That's all there is to it, guys. A lot of guys out there need to understand women are not humans. Let me say that one more time. Women are not human beings. They're fucking animals. Think of it like that, okay? You know, every animal that goes out and hunts, for example, dolphins, they strategize, okay? Believe it or not, animals actually have a hunting strategy. It's the same thing with women. You put a bloodied fish that's wounded and dying in front of a shark, the shark is gonna show up. That's just how it is, guys, okay? Nobody's like, ooh, ah, well, the shark showed up. Ooh, how did that happen? It's like, there's a fish, it's wounded. Sharks eat wounded fish. Of course it's gonna show up. What the F did you expect? Same thing with woman. You know, we talk all the time about female nature this, female nature that. We just, for some reason, a lot of guys out there do not want to admit, a lot of guys out there, they don't want to consider the fact that women are animals. You are dealing with an animal, okay? This is how you get somebody like Coach Greg Adams or Donovan Sharp saying, I can tell you with 95% accuracy what a woman is going to do. Yeah. Like a shark or a tiger or a bear. You can tell by 95% accuracy what the aforementioned animal is gonna do if you study that animal. Same thing with woman. When you know female nature, you can predict 95% what a woman is going to do, just like you can predict with any animal out there that you know its biological nature. Why are you guys not accepting the fact that women are animals? They're not human beings, okay? You know, like TFM said, there was a woman, she was in a coma, she was able to carry the baby and give birth while she's in a coma. If a woman can do that, humanity would be better off if women were in a perpetual coma, okay? So, you guys out there need to stop arguing with women. You need to stop treating women anymore than you treat an animal. Do you take a dog seriously? Do you take a bear seriously? Of course, if the bear is gonna attack you, you know, because it's part of its nature, you're in its territory, it's hungry, and you happen to be there, yeah, of course you're gonna take the damn bear seriously. But, you know, how many of us wake up in the morning and think, hey man, I wonder what, you know, for example, a couple hours ago, I was in the ocean, guys. You know, I'm aware that there are sharks out in the ocean, but am I thinking about what's a shark doing today? How's a shark feeling? What does a shark think about, you know, what's going on in the world around us? No, I don't. Because a shark doesn't give a flying fuck about what's going on in Netflix, okay? Same thing with women. This is why when men try to use logic and reason, women look at you like, it's because their brain, which is on the same level as an animal, it got overloaded. Imagine going up to a, you know, you guys heard of that guy, Timothy Treadwell? He's known as the Grizzly Man. Eventually, the guy got eaten by a grizzly bear because they got so sick and tired of him. This was a guy who'd like approach grizzly bears and he would talk to them like they were best friends, you know. Eventually, one bear got so sick and tired of him, it ate him and his girlfriend. So this just goes to show you guys that even animals are like, yo man, we don't give a fuck about you. Why you coming in our space for? It's the same thing as women, guys. See, this is why in religion, men and women are segregated. There's a reason why religion keeps men and women segregated. It's because they're an animal. You're a human being, okay? You only interact with this animal when you need your dick sucked, okay? You guys out there, you're giving women far too much credibility. You're giving them way more than they deserve. You know, I quite frankly don't care about what a woman think, what a woman says. Guys, anything a woman says or does, it means nothing to me, okay? You know, if I'm like, you know, I normally avoid women at all times. If I go to Starbucks, yeah, sure, make my damn coffee, I don't care, you know. I mean, worst case scenario, you're gonna miss up a freaking cup of coffee. Woohoo, big deal, right? So when it comes to interacting with women, guys, if you can avoid women altogether. I mean, think about it, right? If you go swimming in the ocean like I do, do you wanna avoid a shark? Of course you wanna avoid a shark, right? So it's the same thing with women. Avoid women as much as possible unless she's gonna suck your dick. You guys out there, get it in your mind. Women are not human beings. Do not worry about their validation. Do not worry about what they think. Do not worry about what they feel. Do not worry about anything they have going on in their brain, because it's the same thing with a shark or a bear. You know, women are gonna do what women are gonna do, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not. Just like a shark is gonna do what a shark is gonna do, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not. It's the same thing with women. Stop treating women like human beings. Start treating them like a fucking animal, okay? Do you wake up in the morning and say to yourself, I wonder what my pet dog is thinking of. Is my pet dog bored? Should we go out and hike? Will my pet dog be happy if we hike today? You don't think of that. Your pet dog is there for your enjoyment, for your happiness, not the other way around. It's the same thing with women, okay? You guys have got to accept the fact that you are dealing with an animal, okay? This is why, and again, religion segregates men and women for a reason. We are not equal. God in the Quran says, "Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisaa." Men have superiority over women, okay? Just like God created animals for our enjoyment and our usage, it's the same thing with women. For example, man, when I went fishing a couple hours ago, okay, when I slice up that mullet, do you think I care about the mullet, what the mullet thinks, what the mullet feels? No, that mullet is there for our usage, okay? Same thing with women. You look at all these terrorists and murderers, you know, Incel TV did a great video the other day about these guys in prison. One guy is a rapist, the other guy is a murderer, and of course we all know Jeremy Meeks, yet women all over the world are madly in love with them, and these guys treat women like shit. You know, there was this one guy, this girl, she was like a decent looking Asian girl, and her boyfriend, not only did he take a kidney from her, he ended up cheating on her and he dumped her. And the girl is like, well, I still love him, I hope we can return together. And this just goes to show you guys, okay, women do what women are gonna do. You know, if a woman falls head over heels for a man, there's nothing you and I can do about it. I mean, when we see a woman falling in love with like a murderer or a rapist, we tell ourselves, how can that woman do so? It makes no sense. Yeah, women are animals, guys. I mean, I'd venture to say animals are more human than women, because at least with an animal, there's a rhyme or a reason for what it does. For example, a grizzly bear, you know, it's gonna go after an elk, it's gonna go after a moose, it's not gonna go after it's not gonna chase after a bird or something like that has no value to it. So when it comes to, animals, animals have mixed sense sometimes, but women, for the most, you know, in all honesty, guys, women actually do make sense. You just have to accept the fact that female nature is so fucked up. Guys, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. women are inherently satanic. Everything a woman does is in the name of Satan. This is why women fall in love with murderers and rapists. You know, like Incel TV said in that video, you know. And this happened quite recently. A prison guard fell in love with like a 6'9" murderer. She helped him escape, and then when the police was closing in on her because, you know, she's not gonna be with him, she ended up killing herself, committing suicide. I think she blew out her brain. The point here, guys, is that not only is female nature animalistic, it's also satanic as well. So you guys out there have got to understand, there's a reason why religion says men and women are segregated. Women are supposed to wear the burqa. Women are supposed to stay home. If they go out with a if they go out of the house, they need to have a male guardian at all time. And if they act up, you slap them 5 across the face. Here in the West, we don't do any of the 5 things God commands us to do. This is why women are the way they are. Like TFM said, women are great, women are amazing, women are beautiful. The problem is, we're the problem. We are the ones who are not doing what religion is doing. It tells us, commands us to do. Are we segregating ourselves from women? Nope. Are we forcing women to stay in the house? Nope. Are we forcing them to wear a burqa? Nope. Do we force them to be with a male guardian at all times? Nope. Do we slap them 5 across the face when they act up? Nope. This is why we are here, because we empower, enable, and encourage women to be the way they are. Now, a lot of people out there might say, yo, man, forcing a woman to be in the house, forcing her to wear a burqa, that's not nice. It's for their own good, guys. You guys need to understand something very important, okay? How many women out there are fucked up? I'm talking about, you know, Better Bachelor, back when he was doing Tinder profiles on YouTube. He did this profile, I think it was him, he did a profile of a girl who's like 20 years old, and she had either 4 or 6 kids at that point, and she's like, I'm tired of playing games, I just want a man to wife me up. It's like, really? You're 20 years old, you have 6 kids, you have no idea who the father is, and you really think some guy is gonna wife you up and adopt your kids? So think about it from that perspective. Would it have been better for that girl to have been beat, forced to stay in the house, wear a burqa, and go out with a male guardian? Or live her life, and now she has 6 kids, God knows who the father is, she's 20, her life is over, okay? I know Sandman made a recent video saying that woman will eventually find that simp, you know, whether she's 50, 60, or 70, eventually she's gonna find that rich simp that she'll settle for and eventually get his money. By the way, guys, Dick Van Dyke is alive. I don't know if you guys knew that. Dick Van Dyke, the actor from the 50s and 60s, he's actually still alive, and he's married to like a 50-year-old woman. Yeah, she's a gold digger. Now, the thing is, guys, for the baby boomers, yeah, woman will eventually find a simp to settle with. But when it comes to Gen X and millennials and Zoomers, a lot of men out there, man, failure to launch. You know, they live with their parents, they ain't got nothing going on for them, and they're not, you know, a lot of these women out there, they're just not gonna find, there's simply not enough beta males who are well off for a woman to settle with. and the alpha males, you know, because they get to have their pick of the most beautiful woman in the world, they're not going to take up some 70-year-old hag. They're not going to take up some woman who has more pipe in her than the Alaska pipeline. So a lot of these young women out there who are under the age of, say, 35, 30, a lot of these women out there, guys, they're not gonna find a man. In fact, Islam tells us there will be one man to lead 50 women. So this means that the alpha males out there are gonna have 50 women to look after, and that's assuming the guy even wants a hoe to begin with. So this just goes to show you guys, a lot of women out there under the age of 35, like millennials and younger, these women are simply not gonna have a man. So is it better off for them to be beat, whipped, slapped, forced to stay in the house and wear a burqa? Yes. Okay, bottom line here, guys, is stop treating women like human beings. Accept them for the Satan worshipping animals that they are. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.